AP News, I'm Haya Pinchwani. President Donald Trump may delay his China trip due to the Iran war. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports, don't expect gas prices to come down right away.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Americans will feel the impact of energy supplies being cut off from the Strait of Hormuz for a few more weeks.
It is a short-term disruption in the flow of energy. Americans are feeling it right now. Americans will feel it for a few more weeks.
But Wright believes the war could be over in a matter of weeks and thinks there's a good chance the price of gas will be below $3 a gallon by the start of the summer travel season. This Atlanta resident says she's feeling the impact of higher prices.
I think they're quite expensive right now, especially for $4.87. That's a lot.
Oil prices have reached $100 a barrel. And analysts have said if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, prices could jump to $150 a barrel. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. markets climbed into positive territory early today, and the price of oil dipped but remained high at around $100 a barrel. Flooding in Hawaii left some in a rather sticky situation.
As torrential rain hit Hawaii, acres of farmland and homes have been flooded, roads have been closed, shelters opened. Some areas of Maui received more than 20 inches of rain. On the island of Oahu, floodwaters brought mud and overflowing sewage into one ground floor apartment. Eliza Talbot told Hawaii News Now that she lives directly upstairs from the flooded unit. Although her home was not damaged, they were still trapped.
What we had to do was use paddle boards and kayaks and stuff just to get my kid out to the car.
As for the cleanup,
I don't even know how you fix this. It's just so, it's gross.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on one family's journey from slavery to the White House, serving presidents for nearly eight decades.
Descendants of John Ficklin, born a slave, have worked with 13 presidents for nearly eight decades, from Franklin D. Roosevelt to Barack Obama. Ficklin's grandson, John Worry Ficklin, recounts that history in his new book.
We quietly served behind the scene to make progress in our country.
He spent 40 years on the National Security Council. His father, John Woodson Ficklin, worked 44 years as a White House butler and maitre d' and was an usher at JFK's funeral.
And I'm proud of my dad's service. I'm proud of my granddad. If you think about it, my dad and I, both stand on my grandfather's shoulders.
Other Ficklin family members also worked at the White House over the years. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Pinchwani. AP News.